Okay, so today is Tuesday, so that means it is Twitter Tuesday here on The Leadersmith. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so on Twitter Tuesdays, this has been a little bit of a hit. I go out on Twitter. I'm going to do this with LinkedIn and Facebook eventually, but I've spent my time on Twitter. I go out and I just grab leadership memes or statements, and then we just review them, and I'll give credit to whoever has posted it. And so thank you to those that have posted these awesome memes or questions. I say that, and then I say this. The first two that I have, I didn't actually capture who said it, that they were just memes, and I went to the meme itself and took that and you know, grabbed that, and then I forgot to make a screen capture of the meme. So I'm sorry about that. But the first one is this: you are a walking billboard for your personal brand. And that is exactly true. If you're in any leadership position, you are the person that we're looking to for the brand. And so if you're doing X, then we are expecting that the brand is X. And if we're doing Y, same thing. I can't tell you how many people, when I first came down to CSU, Charleston Southern University, where I teach, I would say, you know, yeah, I teach at Charleston Southern, and say, oh yeah. And they'd say, I know. And they would name the president. And I'm like, whoa, this guy, he's like everywhere or something. Now, so you are the walking billboard for your brand. It's kind of along the lines of, you know, when you're in a leadership position, you're in a fishbowl. That's right. Everything that you do, people are seeing. So be very careful with that. Okay, let's look at the next one. Again, the first two, I'm so sorry, but I did not capture the, to be able to cite who it came from. So here's number two: a man's own character is the arbiter of his fortune, said Publius Syrus. Yeah, that's true. Your character, there's a lot of leadership. There's a lot of excellent leaders who talk, and you can see quotes if you know where to look for about this, where they talk about how character is so fundamental to leadership, and it really, really is so fundamental to leadership. I can't stress that enough. A man's own character is the arbiter of his fortune. So you might be able to fool people momentarily, but if you want to be long-term successful, don't be short-term greedy, be long-term greedy, have good character, deal with people appropriately, take care of them, and they'll take care of you. Okay, number three. This is from Action Complete at Action Complete on Twitter. And the quote is this: for a man to conquer himself is the first and noblest of all victories. And that's from Plato. So we have Publius Syrus and we have Plato, and it's great advice. Thousands of years later, it is great advice. In fact, Nassim Taleb talks about how the older the wisdom is, the more reliable it is. The things that we talk about now that are new, if it's 10 years old or even 20, 30 years old, you want to be more skeptical than some wisdom that has spanned centuries. So again, for a man to conquer himself is the first and noblest of all victories. That jives with everything that I know about leadership and character. It was the D. Hock, the president of Visa, said that you want to spend the majority of your time in self-leadership if you're a leader. Yeah, that's right, because very often we're prone to make errors and then excuse ourselves. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to be a walking hypocrite. And so conquer yourself, and that's the first and noblest of all victories. Okay. Droro Basso Academy at King Academy, I guess it is, as here's the quote: the energy that you use to do the wrong things is the same energy you use to do the right thing. That's really interesting. I mean, you can spend your energy doing wrong, or you can spend it doing right. As a professor, the first thing that jumps to my mind is that the amount of time and energy that my students, not all of my students, obviously, but there's every so often there's a student here or a student there that's spending his time cheating rather than just reading the book. If you just read the book, you would do fine, but now you're spending enormous energy trying to work the system in order to cheat. And if you just spent it doing the right thing, you'd be that much better off. Beyond that, the cheater doesn't recognize that when he spends his time cheating, he's not actually learning. So he has less The economist will talk about this in as human capital. He's built less human capital, so when he goes out into the world, he's dumber than his peers who actually read the book. I have strong feelings on this, so I'm digressing. But think about this. Do the right thing. Keep building, doing the right thing. And over time, you're going to outpace your opponents. So at King Adamenti, you're right on the spot. That's good stuff. Okay, next one. This is from Rachel, at Rachel_V_Smith. And she has this picture of leadership. She says, this is perfect leadership. And it says this: you are not a leader until you have produced another leader who can produce another leader. I love that. Rachel, you're spot on. That's right. A lot of people think they're leaders just because they make a statement. Or gave a speech, like in a Hollywood movie, like the leader, he gives a speech and that just riles everybody up. No, I mean, that might be part and parcel of leadership, but it's only a small fraction. It's incomplete. Sometimes we think we're a leader because we said something. You're still not necessarily a leader. You're not a leader until people are following you. And once people are following you, then you can claim leadership. Even in an organization, I would say that you're not really a leader. You might be a boss, you might be a manager, you might have a position of authority, but you're not a leader until people are willingly following you. Yes, you are leading if they're doing what you're telling, but you're commanding, and that's not necessarily the same thing. So if people are really following you because they want to follow you, you're really a leader. Now, if you are a leader who is producing other leaders, I really believe that you're a leader. That what I'm saying is, if those followers are leaders of others, you're really doing something right. Here's again is a quote: you are not a leader until you have produced another leader who can produce another leader. That's such a great quote. I love that. That says so much about what leadership actually is. Okay, here is the next quote. This is Cat at Blue Bonnet Field, BlueBonnetField. And she says this: one must lead by example and be responsible for the people in your charge. Know your people, coach them, have empathy for them, empower them to be all that they can be. That's right, because the emphasis on leadership should not be about you, it should be on your people. It should be so focused on them that you're not even thinking of yourself. When you get stage fright, let me give you an example of how this works. When people get stage fright, it's because they start thinking about themselves. Oh no, people are looking at me. What will they say? How am I appearing to them? And the focus goes from on them to on you. The opposite is what you should be doing in leadership. Your focus should be like, wow, how do I give such a great performance that these people that are out here are going to love this performance? And as you're thinking about how to please them, the emphasis is not on you. So Kat, well done. You get an A. Next, this is from Angelique Boist, B-U-I-S-T, at Angelique Boist. I'm going to spell it A-N-G-E-L-I-Q-U-E-B-U-I-S-T on Twitter. And she says this: what you say to others creates a ripple effect in the world. And that's a quote by Jack Canfield, and that's absolutely right. You don't see all the ripples. You only see the immediate effect, but those ripples are there and they can be positive or they can be negative. So you need to be aware of that if you're in any leadership position. You are creating those ripples and you want those ripples to be good. Okay, the next one is another quote, and this one's by Lolly Daskal. And I quoted Lolly Daskal in the last one, but the quoter is Raymond Brown, at Raymond Brown, and he has leadership tip, quote, if you don't know something, admit it. Lolly Daskal. Now that's great advice, because very often what leaders try to do is try to pretend like they know everything, and we know you don't know everything. So when you pretend that you know everything, it's like you're telling us that we're stupid. So please don't do that. Just if you don't know something, admit it, come clean, ask for help, show us that you're human and vulnerable, because you are human and vulnerable. And when you try to pretend that you're not, you do a couple of things. One, again, you make us think that you think we're stupid. Two, you cut yourself off from knowledge that you could have had if you only asked. And three, we want to help you succeed. We want to make you be successful, because our success is tied to your success. So help us help you. Okay, I'm not going to belabor that one anymore. Next one, this is from AGT Coaching. The Twitter handle is at @AGT_coaching. And the question is, or the quote is this: true leadership is about developing those you serve, said Emile Nethling. I've never heard of this person, but true leadership is about developing people you serve. Absolutely. Because the first law of leadership, the first lesson of leadership that I teach in my classes is leadership is not about you. It's about others. So true leadership is about developing those you serve. Absolutely. Well done, AGT coaching. And then finally, here's the last one. It is from Kip M. Nipple Esquire at KIPKNIPPEL. And the quote is this, and this is not attributed, so I'm assuming that this is his own statement. Quote, having a personality of caring about people is important. You can't be a good leader unless you generally like people. That's how you bring out the best in them. And I think that's right. I mean, I think it's very hard to be a good leader when you're suspicious of them or you distrust them. That's what micromanagement is all about. Or you just don't like being around people. Any of those scenarios are going to create a bad scenario for your leadership. So just learn to, I mean, there are books that, and I show some of these in class where they're talking about leadership is essentially love. If you simply love the people that you're in charge of, that you care about, I mean, you really just care. You double down on that caring. A lot of things go right in leadership. Okay. So my time is over for today. That is Twitter Tuesday. Thank you for your time. I hope those quotes will help you, give you some food for thought, and help you become the kind of leader that you want to follow. Thanks.